today.
Into this live Saturday edition of the program. With you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We give you everything, and you can create the content as well. So everything you see on the front page was created by listeners like you. As you go down the page, there are these numbered items. Those numbers are votes, and the items were submitted by listeners like you. Maybe it even was you. You find something online that you think is interesting, you think that Free Talk Live hosts might enjoy, you think that our listeners might enjoy, you submit it as show prep to the website, and then hopefully it will receive enough votes to make it to the front page of the site. And it doesn't take that many votes to make it to the front page of the site, so you can go and get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners and find interesting news items, for instance, that you might not have otherwise come across. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. We're going to start out the show tonight here. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, but I want to start out from the news. International story coming from The Guardian in the UK about a court ruling that happened over in Italy regarding the process of extraordinary rendition, I believe, as it has been called. In case you don't recall, this is where the U.S. government will snatch somebody up off of the streets, for instance, of another country.
Yeah, they usually will, not United States citizens.
Right, although they could probably do it to you now with this indefinite detention bill, the NDAA.
That's right.
Traditionally, it has been the snatching of another human being from some streets elsewhere outside of the United States, and the placing of that human being then in the custody of other people who do not work for the federal government. So the federal government agents are not the ones actually doing the torturing, which is what comes next. So they involve themselves, the federal government agents from the U.S. involve themselves in the kidnapping portion of taking these people off the streets. They transport them. They are involved in the transportation portion of it, transporting them to some sort of secret prison, perhaps in Egypt or in some other place. In this case, it's Egypt.
Allies.
And then the person is transferred over to the Egyptian people or whoever it is that is doing the bidding, and, well, they're tortured. And that way the U.S. government doesn't actually have the blood on their hands, so to speak, directly, in that, yeah, they helped out with the process, but it wasn't us. We didn't torture them. We didn't have anything to do with them being tortured. We just brought them to this secret prison.
Yes, we asked that they procure a certain amount of information. We certainly know that they do some torturing. We just dropped somebody off here at the house of the people that do the torturing
thing.
Right,
we can't help it if they're going
to
torture.
And wanted to, and asked them to get information however they possibly could out of this person, and then, you know, they got some information. Oh, by the way, this is the same thing that got us into Iraq, and it wasn't true.
You know, it's just a little bit of torture, but we didn't do it, and so, you know, you can't hold us responsible. Well, actually, apparently, they are being held responsible. At least by, according to this Italian court. The story is, again, from The Guardian. Italy's highest criminal court on Wednesday of this week upheld the convictions of 23 Americans found guilty of kidnapping a Muslim cleric from a Milanese street and transferring him to a country where torture was permitted. The Court of Cassation's ruling is the final appeal in the world's first judicial review of the CIA practice of abducting terror suspects and transferring them to third countries, a practice known as extraordinary rendition. The 23 Americans were all convicted in absentia following a trial that lasted over 3 years.
It's a long trial.
Yeah. The verdict paves the way for the Italian government to seek redress and could put the Americans at risk of arrest if they travel to Europe.
If they're convicted in absentia, they didn't get to mount a defense then, right?
There was an attorney involved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they did have a defense, apparently.
Okay. But was it their defense, or was it just some attorney that stood in? Was it a shill?
That's a good question. We don't know enough information from this news piece to really answer that question. But one of the lawyers told the Associated Press it went badly.
You can always trust them.
It went very badly. Now they will ask for extradition. Osama Mustafa Hassan Nassar, also known as Abu Omar, was kidnapped while walking to noon prayers at a Milan mosque in 2003 and been under investigation for allegedly recruiting jihadi fighters. Prosecutors claimed CIA operatives snatched him with the help of two Italian intelligence officers, drove him to Aviano Air Force Base, and then flew him to a NATO base in Germany en route to Cairo, where Nasser emerged from an Egyptian prison, or when he emerged from the Egyptian prison. And 4 years later, he claimed he'd been tortured. Among those whose conviction were upheld was an Air Force colonel who was in charge of base security. They intend to appeal, apparently, to the EU Human Rights Court. So I guess even though this court is the highest court in Italy, there's another court above it in the EU. The court confirmed the 7-year sentences for 22 Americans, all but one of whom prosecutors identified as CIA agents and who are now likely in the United States. So they've been hit with 7-year sentences. They've been found guilty by the highest court in the land. And, you know, there's not really anything that the Italian government can do about it. They can't get them, over there. They can't threaten the U.S. government into turning these guys over. So, essentially, they're probably going to get away with it, these men, but it still sends a message here to kind of the world community that, hey, this extraordinary rendition stuff, not cool. This is not appropriate. This is going too far. I mean, governments are bad to the bone anyway, but this really takes it to a new level of insanity.
Well, it's even taken it even further than that under the Obama administration. The Bush administration was just disappearing people and having them tortured, if you can just put a just in front of that. The Obama administration is killing them with remote control airplanes.
Well, right.
So, you know, I mean, which would you rather be, tortured or killed?
That's a tough question. I might rather be killed because being tortured goes on and on and on. And if they just
it would probably be very unpleasant at the time, but the life you get to have after the torturing is probably something that you really enjoy.
You could have a life after the torture.
John McCain is probably somebody who could attest to that.
In theory, I wouldn't say that he's a worthwhile life, but he is what
he is. Not to you, but to him, it certainly is.
Yeah. But, you know, still, it's a tough call. It's certainly a tough call in advance to be able to say, having the good fortune of not being kidnapped and taken to an Egyptian prison. From the Americans' point of view, the policy of droning people or abducting and murdering them, for instance, which they can fully legally do in this country now, as I understand it, to American so-called citizens, that policy is preferential, right? Because then you don't have the guy getting out of prison 4 years later. You've taken his life, so he can't talk at that point. Like, from their perspective, from the government's PR perspective, it's a better kind of position to come
from,
right?
I mean, you know, people...
Well,
people
what happened to that man? We don't know.
Dead men don't file torts.
Yeah. So, that's basically the news. The other interesting
Also, they can't testify on their own behalf, so they're all terrorists. Anybody who dies in a remote control airplane attack is a terrorist because they can't defend themselves.
There's a little interesting side note to this story, and that is that, so they sentence the Americans to 7-year sentences. However, the two Italian accomplices, former SISMI military intelligence officers, were ordered to be retired in the Milan Court of Appeals.
Oh, well, that sounds fair.
They had been, by the way, acquitted previously. So they weren't even hearing their case. They'd already been acquitted, and they were acquitted on appeal that was regarding a state secrecy injunction. So as long as you are a secret agent working for the Italian government, you know, if you assist in the kidnapping and extraordinary rendition process of, you know, transferring these men that you're just snatching from off the streets, if you just assist in and you're Italian, then, you know, we're just going to let you retire early.
Well, it does show how government agencies protect their own.
Right.
The claim is that whatever was done by these CIA agents was bad enough for 7 years, but our agents who participated, they only get a forced retirement.
And of course, the whole idea is predicated on the concept that, well, this guy was suspected of being a jihadist. Now, that doesn't mean there was any evidence of it. In fact, they turned him loose from the prison, and, you know, he's still out there today and clearly hasn't, you know, bombed anybody that we know of. And
he's probably Al-Qaeda's number two guy, and they'll kill him off relatively soon. I mean, they're always killing Al-Qaeda's number two guy.
Yeah. Who's the number one guy now?
I don't know.
Some guy.
killed them, so many of them.
So, you know, your thoughts are certainly welcome on this.
I don't even know that there is an organization named Al-Qaeda. I think that that may be a term that the CIA used for, you know, some faction of the Mujahideen.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Extraordinary rendition. I mean, clearly the international, you know, scene is saying this is a bad idea, at least as far as Italy's courts. But what do you think? Is it all right to just, you know, take somebody off the streets if they're suspected of terrorism and, you know, torture? 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,774.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. This live Saturday edition of the program, and we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you've missed a moment of the show, no biggie. We've got them there archived. And they go way back, all the way back to, late 2006. You can go and download as many as you like. Go to freetalklive.com, click, and they are yours. In fact, if you click over onto our SoundCloud page, on the left-hand side of the site, it's underneath Listen and Share. Click the SoundCloud link. You'll be able to access years' worth of the show. Just click the Share button on any one of those episodes, and it'll make it easy for you to share it on your Facebook profile or Twitter or wherever it is that you like to spend time online. So once again, you can head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. So there's this news story that we started the show out with tonight here. It's from The Guardian in the UK. We're going to continue that. The question is about extraordinary rendition, and some CIA agents, over 20 of them, have been found guilty of international crimes as a result of this.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. And I've done a lot of comparison shopping with ManVentureOutpost.com. Gotten a lot of things from the website. And as far as I can tell, they've got the lowest prices on the internet. They certainly advertise low prices. And I think you're going to have a difficult time finding lower prices than ManVentureOutpost.com. Before you buy anything, whether it's for you or for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, go to ManVentureOutpost.com first. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. I want to welcome, by the way, our newest radio affiliate, News Radio 1490 WTTB in Vero Beach, Florida.
Big Jim Davis' station?
That's right. Our old boss, Big Jim Davis, has brought us on board his new station, and it's exciting to be there.
It's not just my boss. He's my mentor in the business.
Hell of a nice guy, a real professional, and quite the unique voice as well. Real, it's got one of those bassy, classic kind of radio guy voices.
Grew up in a radio station.
Yeah. So, welcome aboard, everybody on the East Coast there, on the Treasure Coast of Florida. You're certainly welcome to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue this news story here from The Guardian, which, of course, I don't know how much coverage a story like this is going to get in national press. I'd be curious to find out if there was very much U.S. press that covered this story. Because typically the U.S. press just, they're just not Johnny on the spot when it comes to questioning the federal government, when it comes to reporting on some of the nasty things that they've been doing around the world. And so thanks to The Guardian for covering the story where 20-something Americans, most of whom worked, the supermajority of whom were working for the CIA, have been convicted in the highest court in Italy I don't even know what the exact crime is. They've been convicted of, kidnapping people, essentially, and taking them to foreign prisons where they are then tortured. And it's called extraordinary rendition. And, sort of the obvious question is, how do you feel about this? Is this okay with you? Is it all right? They're not from around here, so we can just go ahead and snatch them up to hell with the idea of rights and habeas corpus and, all kinds of the supposed rights that people have in this country. Well, if you are on another plot of land around the world, then screw that. That's obviously the position of the people that support this absolutely outrageous behavior of extraordinary rendition.
I think that one would claim that there was this war on terror, this war on an idea. And once you've got a war on terror can never possibly end because there's always going to be enemies of the state.
Sure.
If your state is an organization that has more than 1,000 military bases in more than 130 countries around the world, people are not going to like that, especially in those countries. Ask yourself, Mr. and Mrs. America, how would you feel about a Chinese Air Force base right around the corner from your house?
It would probably really upset people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact is that U.S. troops provide stability, and that's a nice term for we're willing to point guns at you. Stability for foreign dictators, whether it's in Egypt or Yemen or Saudi Arabia, but around the world in these Middle Eastern states. And the people that are being stabilized, many of them don't wish the governments that they have, so they wish destabilization for those governments.
Right.
And they know that in order to destabilize those governments, they must destabilize the military presence in those countries, the United States military presence in those countries. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack the United States.
So there's an interesting aspect of this story, the very end of it, at the Guardian piece here. Some agents decried being made into international fugitives. These are the CIA agents that were convicted. For following orders from more senior CIA and State Department officials in Washington. So they're complaining. They're saying that, oh, woe is me. I'm an international criminal now, and all I was doing was what I was told. You should be going after my bosses. My bosses are the problem. It's not me.
Yeah, well, I was just following orders.
I mean, the same old excuse. This is the Nuremberg excuse.
Right, and you know, I don't... Whenever you trot this out, oh, you've gone to the Nazis.
Yeah.
But what other court case has shown that people are responsible for their own actions?
You mean government people?
Government people. Government people are responsible for their own actions. And I don't know of one because governments are really, really bad at holding themselves responsible for their own actions. They might 100 years later or a generation later right. come out and say, oh, we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have sterilized the mentally incompetent people in South Carolina. We shouldn't have given people syphilis in the Tuskegee incidences. We shouldn't have taken Native American children and forced them into re-education homes. We shouldn't have done all these things that happened all in this century.
Well, I didn't do those things.
I'm saying that I'm speaking as the government.
Oh, I see. So, you're the government?
What's that?
You're the government?
No, I'm speaking as the government. They're saying that they will come out and say that we should not have done such a thing. But they don't tend to hold themselves responsible in the moment or even shortly thereafter. When the people who did the business are still in the government positions, they don't hold themselves responsible. And I guess,
why don't they have responsibility? I mean, why, if you told me to go and kidnap somebody, and I wouldn't be able to get away if I got caught later on, I wouldn't be able to say, well, Mark Edge, he told me I should go and kidnap someone.
You might be able to
absolve me of responsibility.
You might be able to share the sentence in the sense that, you colluded, you conspired, that you might be able to get me in a conspiracy charge.
I'm still going to prison, though.
You're going to spend a good long time in prison.
Like, being able to say that you told me, even if it's true that you told me to, being able to say that does not get me out of being responsible. And that's exactly what these men are saying. Oh, we shouldn't be responsible. We're just doing what we're told.
Here's what Here's the reason. The reason is that flags are religious icons that absolve people of responsibility. Once you wave a flag is a magic item, and people must snap to attention, put their hands over their hearts, and stop thinking about whatever it is that's done. And that's, it's not okay.
It's kind of like some of the Catholic priests that molest children, right? So, people look the other way on that. Well, they're Catholic priests.
The people inside the church certainly did.
Right. That's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to one of the attorneys for the state, the U.S. lawyer representing one of them, one of these women that was involved, he said that diplomats around the world should consider themselves at greater risk today. This is damaging the integrity of the system of diplomatic immunity. We're government workers. We should respect one another and allow each other to kill and kidnap. 855-450-FREE. It's free talk.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there. In fact, you can also tune us in via our live streams. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen to our broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the program. You can do that with different size stream bit rates for different internet connection sizes. All of them are free over at listen.freetalklive.com. And you can get our list of over 110 great radio stations that are on board with the program there. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard 7 nights per week. And also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways for you to get tuned in to this program over at listen.freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So I want to invite you to the Free State Project website. If you go to our Twitter or Facebook earlier today, I tweeted out something and hooted rather. So Twittering and Facebooking at the same time. hooted about the video that I've slaved over this week. I normally don't do much video editing, but and I don't consider myself particularly good at it, but I can hack something together, and that's what I did. I made a video that is kind of it's a music video. You probably have heard...
These Call Me Maybe videos.
Yeah, you probably heard Call Me Maybe. There are apparently people out there who have not heard this song yet.
I hadn't heard it until somebody told me about it. Yeah.
And it is very...
Then, how would I?
It's very poppy, it's very catchy, and it's very, very popular. And so there was this YouTube meme, I guess, of people singing Call Me Maybe or mouthing it and kind of making their own YouTube video. There's also really interesting ones like the one with Barack Obama speaking the words of Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, somebody spliced together all the words of the song of him. He's spoken in front of cameras were able to get all of the words.
Every word.
Yeah.
And Star Wars. Did you see the Star Wars one?
I didn't, no.
This one's also pretty good. They managed to pull from all the Star Wars films almost all the words. There's some words they didn't get, but it was enough to put the song together in full.
Hmm.
And so there's it's just been kind of this meme, and we had somebody suggest to us that we should do this. And so I did it, but I wanted to make it more of a message instead of just like, hey, listen to Free Talk Live, more of a wider kind of a message of, hey, if you love the ideas of freedom, then come to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. If you're sick and, if you're concerned about what happened with Ron Paul's campaign, you don't know what is going to come next, and you don't want to sit around and wait for 4 years in the hope that some new savior is going to come along and,
not get elected,
rescue the country in 2016, 2016, then if you're not willing to wait and you're not willing to just kind of do nothing in the meantime, you want to do something effective, you got to get together with other people that think like you do, people that love the ideas of liberty and are going to do something about it. If that's what you are all about and you want to get active, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You can bring up anything. Dave is on the line listening to KXLE in Ellensburg, Washington. Hey, Dave.
Hi, yes. I just received a letter from a senator, a U.S. senator.
I'm sorry.
Say this is in reply to a matters of a criminal activity by members of the federal government and particularly the United States military.
All right. What's going on?
The United States Air Force. And her reply was, members of Congress are precluded from inquiring into legal or judicial matters by provision of the Constitution that mandate separation of powers in the government.
So you had written to this senator complaining about something that you believed was illegal, and they basically blew you off, is what you're saying?
Yes, something that's of grave national security, such as the Philippine government ordering the dismantlement of all United States military bases.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. When did this happen?
That was in 1992, but I've been trying to get some attention on this matter because I told him who did it. Why it was done.
Hold on a second. I just want to clarify what you're saying just so I can understand. You're saying that they made this edict back in 1992 and you've been trying to clear up the record about it for the last 20 years?
Well, I told the senator that an organized criminal gang, international organized crime gang, running a pedophile prostitution brothels in the Philippines, outraged the citizens in the surrounding provinces to the point where they demonstrated and rioted in the street, and the Philippine Senate got involved and ordered that the base treaty be shut down, the bases be dismantled, and all the United States...
And what does that have to do with the child prostitution gang? What is shutting down the bases? I'm missing the connection between...
That's why the Philippine government ordered the United States military out of the Philippines because of the outrage by the citizens of prostitution going up around the bases.
You're saying that you're saying. Let me see if I'm clear on this. You're saying the U.S. military members were buying child prostitutes in the Philippines.
Well, there were international sex tourists, 747s full of pedophiles from Europe and Japan and Hong Kong and Korea.
And they were flying into the military base, and the military was assisting with this?
Around the military base, outside the gate of the military bases, thousands and thousands of them. And there were
so
girls,
are you clear on what's going on here, Mark?
So why was this the area? Why was it around the military base rather than just some other place where people? I mean, the sex tourists can go anywhere that there's a landing strip. Why this place?
Well, because they had a large number of young girls, like 11, 12, 13, in the provinces, poor, who have nothing to eat, no jobs, no hope. They would go to this other province to get jobs.
So you're saying the Philippine government attempted to close down the military bases because they believed that the U.S. military was assisting this gang and getting customers for child prostitution?
That's right. They were ignoring it.
You're saying the military was ignoring it, not assisting it?
No, they were letting it go. They were just, an accessory, if you will.
So they knew it was happening. They knew child prostitution was happening near their base and did nothing about it. And that's why the Philippines...
They had demonstrations. They shut down the gate.
Were you there? Were you working on this base at the time?
Members from going outside during the riots. I was sitting there outside. I was a retired military man sitting outside. I was not allowed to go inside the base during the time. I had to sit out there and watch all these riots, all these demonstrations.
And what were the riots happening about?
This was approximately 1992 and late 1991.
What about were they? Why were they rioting?
They were rioting over the prostitution that was building up around the U.S. bases, and the foreign pedophile tourists who were swarming in to take advantage of this.
And so same base has still not been shut down. And so is this prostitution still going on?
Clark Air Force Base and Subic Navy Base have been shut down, dismantled.
Okay. So they did shut it down. So did that solve the prostitution problem?
No. Well, it got the it curtailed it somewhat.
Okay.
I haven't been over there since, but I did notice what was going on.
Now, what did what were you hoping to get your senator to do if these bases have been shut down?
Well, because I complained to Air Force, OSI, to senators, to U.S. congressmen, to the Justice Department, numerous letters petitioning the government for redress of a grievance. I was notified that I would be arrested on federal warrants if I continue to petition the U.S. government.
What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do?
I was arrested for making an obscene gesture.
In the Philippines?
Judge. Pardon?
You were arrested in the Philippines? What is it you want from the government?
On a military base.
I see. What are you specifically asking them to do for you?
Well, the case was dismissed in federal court. Making an obscene gesture is not really, they're attempting to criminalize speech.
Yeah.
At least that's what I told the public defender, who did not seem to be aware of that fact.
Well, at least the good news is they shut down the military bases. It's nice to hear them shutting down a couple of military bases. I don't know if, for whatever reason they did it, I'm glad to hear that they shut two of them down. They've got 100,000 more to go? How many they got?
It really depends on how you count, but let's call it 1,000.
So, Dave, thanks for the call. They're not going to help you. They don't care about what you think, and you certainly, even though they claim in the Constitution... Thanks for the call, by the way. They claim that you have a right to redress your grievances. The Supreme Court, actually, in the case... that organization out of New York. I'm spacing on the name of it right now. But
for redress of grievances?
Yeah, they claim that you don't have that right, that you can say what you want. Yeah, we'll talk more about it here in a moment.
Free people.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give away. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon and other online retailers there. But the Amazon links will take you to the Amazon of your choice. We've got Amazon Canada, U.S., and U.K. Click into the right one for you, and then get your shopping done. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal. It's Amazon, the same great deals you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping, used items, dozens of categories, huge selection. You go through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get the regular Amazon experience, the products you're looking for at a great price, and you're going to help Free Talk Live as well over at AMP. That's, again, shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff you want and help this show out at the same time. Now, I said before we went to the break that we're going to explain this the claim that I made about how the Supreme Court has basically decided that, sure, you can ask for redress of your grievances, as our last caller was attempting to do, but they don't have to respond.
Right. For redress of grievances is very important, because Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights...
Supposedly pretty important, because it's number 1.
It is number 1. It says that there's 5 provisions in the... 5 protections, I guess, that are enumerated in the first Bill of Rights, Amendment number 1, and that's religion and speech and press and, the right of people to peaceably assemble. And the last one, and probably the least understood, is to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, what this meant in the past was is that you would be able to write into your Congress critter, and that Congress critter, this is sometime in the past, this is prior to the Civil War, and your Congress critter would have to sort of bring that up, and Congress would have to redress your grievances. Now, this was a time in a much smaller, more agrarian nation when, you know, there were far fewer critters per individual. And, you know, there was, I guess, much more, you know, interactivity between the rulers and the ruled. And that was what the idea was initially, is that you'd be able to petition for redress of grievances and they would redress your grievance. But the problem was, is those darn abolitionists that wanted to do away with human slavery just kept on pounding Congress with, they had a letter writing campaign. And Congress was like, we have addressed this and we will see no more grievances. And essentially, they stopped redressing grievances and institutional memory of the redress of grievances disappeared.
Even though it's still there in the First Amendment.
Well, what difference does it make? Now the
Clearly, Supreme the court, Constitution doesn't make a whit of difference.
Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision that redressive grievances means you may write your Congress critters, and they are free to do what they want with it.
Yeah, I mean, just the definition of redress by the English dictionary is the setting right of what is wrong. The relief from wrong or injury is not just to listen. It's not just to that you can speak your complaints.
And what instance have you seen that courts and people work for courts speak English?
No, exactly. It doesn't matter what the definition says in English. They'll do whatever they want. They'll define words however they want. If you look at government laws, if you actually can take the time to look at these things, they're horribly confusing to look at. But if you actually do look at them, you'll see they have definitions sections. And that's because in those definition sections, they are redefining words to mean something different from what you think that they mean. Typically, that's what goes on in a definition section. Not only that, they can redefine words that they defined differently in other sections of the law. So the words in the legal land have legal definitions. You look up Black's Law or Bouvier's Law Dictionary.
Well, the best example is corporate personhood.
That's a popular example,
I mean, you know, it's popular right now, and the claim is that corporations are people, and people have rights, and therefore...
Well, no,
the
corporations are persons, which is a legal term.
It's person. Right, but I'm using sort of regular English terminology to speak to, regular English speaking. There are no corporations listening to me.
Right.
So I don't
have to
speak
listen.
That way.
They're a file folder, a piece of paper. In a file folder.
And if the lawyers in black robes don't like what I say, they can call in and dispute my verbiage, but I'm going to speak English for now. So the claim is that corporations are people and that people have rights of speech, and that speech, since corporations don't have mouths, they only have money, that the corporations must be able to speak through money. I mean, it's crazy. As if money is speech and as if file folders of paper are people.
Are people.
And that's what the law does.
It's crazy indeed. And so what I wanted to tell you about was a little bit of history. The We the People organization, I don't even know if they're still around. I unsubscribed from their email list. They're probably still around, but I just haven't been paying attention to them. The We the People organization, for a long time, years, was trying to get answers out of the federal government. Just some answers to some questions. They wanted to ask some questions about the war in Iraq. They wanted to ask questions about income taxes and the so-called obligation to file them. They had some good questions. They had some really good questions that they wanted the government people to answer. Well, the IRS would not answer the questions about the income tax.
They went to government agency after government agency after government agency.
They went to the reps.
Video. They got signed pieces of paper.
They sent invitations to all of the U.S. representatives and senators, inviting one of them, someone, please just come and answer our questions. Send an aide. Send a congressional staffer. Send an intern. Send somebody out to talk to us, to answer the questions. We've got a lot of people here. I mean, they brought a bunch of people to Washington,
D.C. Well, they had hundreds and hundreds of people as members, if not thousands.
Right. They brought a bunch of them from all across the country to D.C. for a kind of a gathering on the I think it was the National Mall or somewhere like that. And they, you know, they had set up a podium and they had invited all of these representatives, the 535 Congress people. They brought them all, you know, brought them, hand-delivered them to their offices. They, you know, there was no doubt that these people had been invited to come and answer these questions, to help redress these grievances, to at least address the grievances, to speak to them. Nobody showed up. Not even Ron Paul's office came out for this for some reason. That was baffling to me. But
it was probably because it was pointless.
Maybe. Nobody came out. And so they took it to court. And they challenged the issue of, you know, the First Amendment. They had said this portion of the First Amendment about the redress of grievances had never been heard by the Supreme Court before.
And it was true.
And the Supreme Court did end up, didn't they just uphold the lower court's decision?
They refused to hear the case.
Thereby upholding
the lower court's decision.
Which was essentially that you can write all you want, complain all you want, and we'll take your complaints, but we're not going to do anything about it.
We don't have redress of grievances in the sense that you may choose between two crap sandwiches every 4 years. That's your redress of grievance, citizen.
Yeah.
Good luck.
How's that make you feel? 1-855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. I mean, Americans know that the government's corrupt, don't you? Don't you know the government's corrupt?
Well, what do you mean by corrupt?
Well, they say one thing and they do another, hypocritical, that they're supposed to be doing thing A, but in point of fact are doing thing B, which is which is actually undermining thing A in
so
the
they
first
tell
place.
Lies.
You know, like the CIA creating Al-Qaeda, for instance, and fomenting terror and stuff like that around the world.
Leave truths unsaid.
Right. If it's really their job to protect you, which is what George Bush and Barack Obama will tell you.
But it's not their job to protect you. It's their job to uphold the protection that you want. And however, you as a citizen, being of the people, supposedly, how can you possibly know how to properly vote on a bureaucrat when the government has so many secrets? Because I don't know that the government's, the government's certainly out there telling lies. Corrupt, I think, is a very strong word. I can see how you're using it in that circumstance. But I find it impossible for the average individual to make an educated vote when they don't know the facts.
Well, I mean, to be corrupt is to be guilty of dishonest practices, according to the dictionary. So, I mean, if the government's not corrupt, then I don't know what is. I mean, because on one hand, they claim to protect you. On the other hand, they are the ones who are putting you in grave danger. So what could be more corrupt than that?
Well, certainly, I don't think most people would disagree that many of the representatives and senators are out there taking, not necessarily bribes, but campaign contributions
yep.
from large organizations and then voting in the interests of those large organizations. If you don't call that a bribe, I don't know what you call it.
No, that's exactly
and I would
what
call that,
is.
That corruption,
that's corruption
too.
As well.
So,
that would be debased in character, depraved, wicked, evil. 855, and bribery is right there in definition 1-2. Guilty of dishonest practices as bribery, lacking integrity, crooked. 855-450.
Call in if you believe that politicians are largely full of integrity.
1-855. You want to talk about a way to get no calls. Could there possibly be somebody who thinks that that's the case? That the politicians that actually have integrity? Let's exclude Ron Paul from the discussion.
I could make an argument against Ron Paul having integrity,
you
frankly.
You could make the argument, but it's a tough argument.
He's just the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to work within a corrupt system, and he's the most, stand-up guy inside that system.
All right, so you can bring up what you want. We've got plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. And then coming up, insider attacks against U.S. and allied troops. What's happening? I don't know if you've heard the news, but we'll share it with you here in a moment. 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything. Free talk line.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.